think today's decision really does ensure that we're closer to fulfilling a promise of freedom, dignity, equality for all Montanans, certainly a day to celebrate our progress, and also the recognizing all those things that bind us together as Montanans. Desire to make a good life for ourselves, our families, while also providing greater opportunity for the next generation. A lot of folks are certainly excited and also sort of, you know, sober and somber that the decision's come down.
There are also people in Montana who are upset that a federal judge has nullified something that 70% of the voters in Montana voted for and thought was a good idea, a good enough idea to amend the state constitution for.
Well, and I appreciate that. I also appreciate that, you know, we're a state that I think cares for our neighbors and our friends, certainly. And, you know, as I think, well, were we the 34th state where federal judges of all stripes have looked at this and said this is a constitutional human rights issue.
Your message to the voters of Montana who voted to amend the state's constitution to create a same-sex marriage ban, what's your message to them today?
Well, I think that, I mean, my message is hopefully that we can certainly both respect the court's decisions and also respect kind of the freedom and dignity of all Montanans.
Attorney General Tim Fox has said that he's going to appeal the decision. Do you think that's the right thing to do?
My job is to be governor now, certainly not attorney general. And the attorney general will do what he chooses. I think, though, that this is a decision that was more expected. It's been expected across the country. And certainly I'll be working on my side with the administration to make sure that we can implement it.
Are there any specific steps that need to be taken to implement it that you're aware of at this point?
You know, on the legal side, we're assessing that, but certainly from, you know, the Department of Revenue and throughout, that's what we need to be taking a look at, and we'll be doing it. We've actually started that process already.